person. I try to be a fair person. I don't think these comments are fair. I don't think they're accurate. I get this is my problem with the show, The Shop. There is no resistance. There's no pushback. There's no discussion. Because as soon as that falls out of his mouth, the first thing I'm going to say, well, hold on, man. Colin Kaepernick got to play the whole year and take a knee. He didn't get immediately removed from the NFL. We still got guys in the NFL taking a knee. How come you ain't took a knee? How come no one took a knee? How come when Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Chris Jackson did this, immediately removed from the league by David Stern? Is David Stern have a slave mentality? Did the owners in the NBA have a slave mentality? My disappointment with LeBron James is he's someone that is addicted to social media, and most of his thoughts that are being publicly expressed now are Twitter and Instagram deep, and it's beneath him.
I'm gonna stop it right there. This is what I was telling you about, man. Merlin Smoke, welcome back. Merry Christmas. Thanks for kicking it with me, if you're kicking it with me. But, yeah, this is what I'll be talking about with LeBron and that damn show, The Shop, the HBO series. I told you that, like, just think about it, bro. Niggas is linking up to talk about things. Like, when you talk about shit, that just happens. Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, we was at the... Most of your best conversation. Like, think about who actually gets in their car and drives somewhere to talk about things. You see how scripted that shit gonna be, like, or how you gonna be forcing dumb shit out your mouth? You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta try to like say something. You gotta say some. You know what I'm saying? Most of your best conversations and shit come from when you just talking. You might be talking to a motherfucker after work or before work, or you know what I'm saying, and or a person that you know meet at a grocery store, you know what I'm saying, it'd be something like that, and you be like, damn, we talked for a whole while, you know what I'm saying, or no talks that are planned are ever, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's like stage acting, like shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and That's Whitlock, you know. I kind of play that because I always be kind of critical of him on LeBron on being like he. I really feel like he a Twitter nigga, man. Like I apologize. Just like, okay, I'm pretty sure. I for my new listeners that probably didn't hear that one. All right, I said what got me on him that I feel like he a Twitter finger. Is when Popovich's wife died, he goes on social media and makes a video to Greg Popovich. Do Greg Popovich look like he be on fucking Instagram? Greg Popovich is like 60 years old, man. He ain't worried about no Instagram, man. Especially when his wife died the day of. He could have got in touch with any one of them Spurs players. The Spurs coach, he LeBron James, and that's Greg Popovich. He could have got to that man and made, you know what I'm saying? There was no need for him. Like he loved social media. Look, to the point where the Bamina said some shit from 21 Savage song, and they done hit his ass so much that he done had to revert and say sorry. Cause you just want to be seen on Instagram, cuz. Like, you already the king, self-proclaimed king of the basketball. You know what I'm saying? You ain't better than Jordan, if you ask me. But yeah, you know, like, you already got everything, bro. Like, you know, that's how much social media is, like, how vicious that shit is. Even with the rich motherfuckers, they are. People are addicted to social media, man. Man, Popovich probably never even seen that video. You think Popovich be on Instagram liking pictures and stuff? Greg Popovich? Come on, man. No. That was some social media shit, bro. Like I'm sure he was sincere with it, with what happened. You know, his Greg Popovich's wife died, but I'm sure he was sincere with that. But like, why you had to go on Instagram to do that? You see what I'm saying? Now back to this little shop, you know. Like, y'all said, like, they have to record this. Like, these ain't no real live, like, situations. Like, oh, yeah, we was at the, we was over here at the dice game, or we was down my cousin's house just chilling in the back, and we got to talking. Y'all motherfuckers is picking it's never the same place. I think one time it was at a barbershop. The joint with Drake looking like they was, like, at a fucking Olive Garden or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always in different spots because they got different people. Then, you, like, niggas, you got to realize, like, you about to be 34, so, like, you, right there at the not the old head. Well, in the streets, it's like, shit, like, fucking 28, you old in the streets, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? But to the smarter group, you know what I'm saying? You at that 34, you still ain't really an old nigga. So they really listening, because when you get to be an old nigga, like in real life, like saying nigga like 37 and 38, shit like that, that's when people look at you like you a real old, like, man, this nigga old as shit, man, whatever, man. But 33, 34, that's not really like, that's not like, oh yeah, he up there, but he ain't like an old head for real, you know what I'm saying? So, and you rich, you the king, like, so, like, you gonna be straight, you know, and they gonna listen to you, they gonna lock in with you. You got Todd Gurley sitting right there while you saying this shit about the NFL, like, come on, man, like, just like Marcellus Wiley said, like, if you gonna be speaking to people, speaking and, you know, being an activist and shit, you still gotta say, it still gotta be a borderline of what you saying and shit. You can't be out there like, nigga, fuck these hoes. Like, you can't be doing that. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You thinking, and then you keep on hinting that they won't shut me up. Like, what? Come on, man. Like, this is why they saying, like, this is like, these are his words. These are Wilcox's words, but I see what he's saying. He said that. That's why they saying, like, shut up and dribble, because of shit like this that you're saying. Like, everything you're doing is great. I did a podcast on a school kind of exposing it, but it still was great. It was still great. It ain't as great as you probably thinking. You hearing LeBron James school, like, you got really late. Like, look it up. I'm going to re-put it out or whatever. I got somebody else that did some research, and I played their segment on there, you know what I'm saying? I spoke and let you know, like, so the school ain't really all what it's made up to be, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, he just really infatuated with himself, like, and he wants his name. That's why his name, that's why, if think about it, if LeBron James would have really got a school, he would have named that motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, that name is, like, already involved in that. Like, he can't, that's why his name ain't on the jump, for real. He just, like, he basically just like a huge sponsor for us. So they like, nigga, we gonna make this month, we gonna make it LeBron James everything, you know what I'm saying? But that jump really ain't his. Like, he can't control nothing in that jump for if a teacher in there, like, he can't control, like, the teachers that are hired or the teachers that are fired. He don't even probably visit the gym, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really a deep story. But like I said, it's still positive or whatever. But all that shit, like, if it's a, they said it's only a 2-grade school, like 2 through 4 or some shit like that. It's like 2 through 4 or 3 through 6. Something like, it's something real short. Like it's no more than 3 grades. And like, the chances of if you graduate from the school, you getting a full scholarship to Akron, Ohio, is like seriously crazy. Like, they think about it. Like, it's like I said, it's like 2 through 4. It's like K through, like, K through second or some shit like that. So it's like after when you leave, when you get out of the second grade, you still, you got third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you know what I'm saying, seventh, 12th, you know how many years that is? That's something. So 10 years later, after 10 years, you gonna have documents saved somewhere to say, oh shit, she already gonna grad. Like, come on, man, that's a reach. Like, a lot of that shit was like kind of like cap. Like, they was just saying anything, you know what I'm saying? Like LeBron James just loved the media, man. Like, this shit he said, like, this shit, like, we all, I hate when niggas say shit in the media that's dumb as shit like this. Like, you, like, a duh, nigga, that's what we think. Like, we all think that's like that. So, but you can't say that. That's something that you can't put on you. If you think you about to keep on saying big wild ass shit like this, well, they gonna definitely cut your mic off. You gonna definitely have to be, you had to be saying all that revolutionary shit in the halftime shows and in basketball games, because them motherfuckers ain't gonna be wanting to hear shit you saying. You keep on saying big dumbass shit like this, and then you just try and surge the internet, make the internet, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, it's kind of like getting corny, man. But I still support, you know, whatever he got going on, you know what I'm saying? But and I don't watch that show at all, because, like, I feel like LeBron is, like, he one of them just like big passive niggas. And I understand that, because I'm like that too. Like, I'm a passive nigga too, or whatever. But so I'm not going on for that. But I feel like he think that he wants the world to have this feeling of like he's macho, but you not, bro. You're not macho. Like, I think that's why you white. Like, think about this. Listen to him. Go on the jump. Go on YouTube and watch his interview where he got interviewed by, I think, Rachel Nichols, and he telling her about his recruiting. He like, oh, I always recruit. I've been recruiting since 2010. You know how many niggas came to play with him, bro? Nobody. Like, nobody came that was vicious. Like, Kyrie Irving was drafted by Cleveland. He didn't come over there. Maybe Kevin Love. Maybe, if anybody, maybe was Kevin Love, like, shit, or whatever. And I'm not sure where J.R. Smith was before them, but who the fuck is Kevin Love and J.R. Smith? Like, nigga, where were they at? Where were they at last year, shit? You know what I'm saying? So, who think about all the vicious. You know damn well he wasn't calling no bum-ass niggas. So a lot of niggas was telling his ass no. That's for a reason, bro. Like, niggas don't look at you like you that vicious. They want to beat you for real. Like, if niggas, this ain't the whole, like, just like Boston. Like, Paul Pierce was the lone star for like a minute and wasn't even doing no complaining. Like, still just, you know, putting up his points. Like, nobody, like, that shit would have never, like, until he did that big lopsided shit. Like, you know, I guess, like he said, called up Chris Bosh and called, until he did that wild shit, you was not seeing that. Motherfuckers would just duke it out for life where they at. Like, nigga, shit, he was the greatest, nigga be the greatest Phoenix Sun nigga ever. You know what I'm saying? But they not moving to no, he started this shit, you know what I'm saying? This friendly shit, like, so much shit that he did that I don't like, but I try not to, you know what I'm saying? I try not to put hate on it, because I guess it's still kind of positive. But I don't know, that the shop show, that might have been the dumbest thing he could do, because every show he gonna have to say some dumbass shit, because, well, ain't nobody gonna wanna see the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, you wouldn't even, I wouldn't even have known. If you may watch it, I'm no disrespect, you may watch this shit, you may watch it, but if he wouldn't have said this fluke ass shit, we wouldn't even know that it came on. Like, what are the days? I don't even know the days that it come on. You just, the only time you know when it come on is when it's a headliner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like these old white men with slave men. Like, that's crazy. Like, and I didn't even watch it in, like, to see how he said it, because he be cussing like shit on that jump. Remember I said it was like a lot of added cuss words, like, bruh, you sound stupid, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you cussing right here, bruh? Like, you grown and shit. Like, you had to get a TV show. You had to get a TV show or do some shit like this to talk about some regular shit. Like, what the fuck? What are you planning on letting niggas know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I do podcasting. I'm trying to do radio, you know, basically to bring you, you know, give you my opinion on shit or whatever. And maybe, you know, some people that I know I can, you know, change, you know, maybe if they got a 50-50 decision, maybe I can push them to go to the next, or, you know what I'm saying? But, and, you know, and introduce artists and stuff like that. But, like, you LeBron James, man, like, what did you want us to know about how you feel about shit like this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you gonna talk like this, like, kept trying to, like, basically so you can uncut it. You know damn well this shit gonna come out like old white men with slave mentalities. You gonna say that shit with an NFL nigga sitting in there with you. Come on, man. What if they cut the nigga Todd Gurley? Like, just say out of nowhere they cut the nigga Todd Brady. Like, oh, you with that shit, nigga? Cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could do that shit. That would be fucked up, son. Oh, and what LeBron gonna do? Tweet out about it. Hey, we about to get into some tunes. We'll be right back, man. Tweet out about it. Mind of a street nigga. Arguably, one of the dumbest minds for probably everything else but the streets. You know what I'm saying? If that make any sense. Like, then the streets, of course, they the number one thing, which is the majority of life. So it's not really calling a person a dumb person. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? But it's one for a lot of things, a lot of other things, a street nigga's mind frame is really, really dumb. Let me, this loyalty over love thing, I don't really like it. I really don't understand it, but I kind of understand what the dude 21 Savage is saying. But my thing is this, like, street niggas bring a lot of excess dumb shit in the play and one thing about these bras, you gotta put it in. If you a person that's gonna keep talking about anybody that's with you, love you and know you or whatever, doing whatever with you, they should know not to cross you. Like, so once you keep on putting it in people's face, like, dog, I don't trust me, no double cross me, no, like, a person that's trying to fuck with you already know that. You don't need to put that them type of shit in people's head. And then that's what, for to me, that's what be turning people against people. Like, people try to, like, people like to say shit like, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but knowing damn well that's not really how they feel. Like, people just, that's something else I don't really understand. Like, fuck everybody. Like it's almost like, when I see a person tweet that or put that or something, I just take it as like, I just take it like you lose. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see that shit as like how people, I guess people feel threatening when they say that, you know. But I'm not really big on that. But my bad, mic check. Sorry, mic check. New mic. But yeah, back to the topic. A street nigga mind, loyalty over love. I think the whole aspect of it is bullshit, because loyalty is love. Like a nigga can't, like when they say a person that love you can cross you, like, then that's breaking love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, just because, like, loyalty over love, like, how does a nigga be loyal to a person that they don't love? So, you're basically putting yourself in a piranha tank then. If, you see what I'm saying? Like, and that's how the street niggas feel. Like, but if you think about it, loyalty is love. Like, why would a nigga be loyal to a person that they don't love? I hate this motherfucker, but I'm loyal with shit to him. No, that doesn't make sense. That's how people end up at a, that's how your life, a lot of street niggas, they life be on a ledge. That motherfucker is loyal to you until you piss him off enough and maybe decide, I'm gonna take your life. And that's how a lot of them street motherfuckers die, because that ledge let up. If a motherfucker that love you ain't gonna kill you unless he has to. You see what I'm saying? Crossing a motherfucker. Nowadays, these motherfuckers be talking about crossing a nigga for the weirdest shit ever. A nigga went grocery shopping. Didn't bring you nothing for the house. Or your roommate went grocery shopping, didn't bring you nothing for the house. Did that shit again. He nigga switching up on me. You know what I'm saying? These niggas put the smallest thing. You take a nigga to work 15 times. One day you ask him for some gas money. You switching up on me. Damn, Slim. It's like that. The fuck? Like, these real life, these niggas never, like, it's so much shit that go on with niggas that they don't even be understanding when they be fucking up. Like, you see a lot of posts now where you be like, damn, you be like, what the fuck that shit say? A nigga be mad at you for you being mad at him for doing something to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, damn, I got caught. You see what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers get caught being disloyal and niggas fall back and they be like, damn, this nigga switched up on me. Nah, if you felt like a nigga switched up on you, 9 times out of 10, you probably did something. That's the thing that niggas don't do. They never think about the shit that they do. They never think about it. They only think about what it, like, damn, young. But especially if a nigga reach out to you, then that nigga know he fucked up. Even if a nigga, when a nigga reach out to you and hit you with the, damn, what's good, what's been up, man? A nigga know deep down inside, like, you see what I'm saying? Something happened. Something, like, what the fuck? Everything good? You know what I'm saying? So, now, if that person decides not to fuck with you no more after you felt the need to say that, then you gotta look at yourself like, damn, what the fuck did I? And then you can't carry the monster of like, man, nigga switch up every day out here, Slim. Like, you know what I mean? Nigga, like a person, sometimes this 2018, 2019, we got what, 5 days left. For 2019, let's start doing this. Like, start looking at yourself first. And if you man enough to, or woman enough to approach a person, and be like, hey, damn, like me personally, if I felt like I fucked up on a person, I speak on that. And even if that person, because I'm a real conscious person, so if you felt like it was a situation that went foul, and then after that situation it went back, bring that shit back up. Bring that shit back up to your friend. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can get through this shit. You know what I mean? Because, like, we need to come together a little bit better. Like, I feel like people should help, try to help people a little bit better, because, like, it seemed like from 2017, 2018, the vibe was kind of like, I'm like, I'm all, it's all about me. Every time you turn around, it's like, it's all about me. If you're not, it's me first, then them. Me first, then. Now, that's true. That's how it is. You definitely supposed to love yourself first. But and life, how you keep it sweet and keep it beautiful, is especially around this time, is like, it's giving. It's about giving. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fucking know nobody, you can't get nobody shit. You see what I'm saying? Or you can't be a giving person. You can't spread love if you don't cut everybody off, or you trapped yourself down because you like fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not literally, but you fuck everybody. You know, like let's get out of that, man. Reach out to a couple people. You know what I'm saying? Just keep the frequency going. Let them know you still in their life. You still love them. They still love you. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, everybody, like, shit, if they don't call me, I ain't calling them. You don't know what the hell that person been through. You don't even know. Somebody could have died, or somebody could be dying. Somebody could have got cancer. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen, man. You know, like, look out for your people, man. But back to this street nigga mind frame. The dumbest shit, bruh, goes through a street nigga's mind when it pertains to like regular shit. Like I said, they efficient as shit in the streets. Like, let a nigga ride through here and get the bussing. Person stand up and map out a way for us to get the hell up out of here safe. You know what I'm saying? So, but, in other situations, you'd be like, damn, like they'll go crazy. You see them, you see to the point, street bras too. You see, it was just a viral video of two females fighting in a hospital. They fighting in Washington Hospital Center. Come on, man. Y'all fighting at the hospital? What happened? Did you see the op? Come on, man. Like that type of thinking. Like, see, like, you got to be able to context it. Like, now, you know what? We at the hospital. When we get up, you know what I'm saying? The mind frames is so fucking wild. I bet you the feds would have blitzed that motherfucker. I bet you both of them motherfuckers was damn near got away because that street shit kicked in, you know what I'm saying? But or how to get out that situation, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't what it's about, man. Like a person that's gonna be loyal to you, bro, is definitely 9 times out of 10 gonna be a person that loves you. So there is no such thing, except unless your ass is a Spanish-Cuban mob boss, there is no such thing as loyalty over love unless your name is motherfucking Hector Camacho or something. You know what I'm saying? You one of them mob bosses, because that shit don't exist. Every nigga that I'm loyal to, I love them. And I'm loyal to them because I love them. Like, that makes no sense at all. Like, I really don't... Like I said, people just be saying shit just to say shit, just to, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, it's other artists that have, you know, the meaning of it, and they may have a different, but far as 21 Savage, like you just saying shit, man. I almost feel like he might have stole that from somebody, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that, what he's saying makes no sense at all. There is no way possible that a nigga is going to be loyal to you to the point where you can trust him. Now, he's talking about this loyalty over love with street goons in the hood, in the streets, just like him. Why the fuck would these niggas be loyal to you if they don't love you? What the hell are they being loyal to? And then this is the younger age where, like, motherfuckers is telling, and, you know, they going to jail, they not doing the time, they coming home, they telling, like, you know, like, they're becoming a factor, man. I don't know, man. What's up to you, though?
When you're rich like this, you don't check the forecast every day's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, game, whip up shit, it's pure cocaine. Yeah, French speech, but I got a little sense, but I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you, I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Bought a brand new shoe, talking about kick rocks, don't stand too close, diamonds. Kick rocks, they red, me and gold, so I don't stop. I know they were, they can catch me, but keep pushing. They gotta turn to a fool for these bitches, trying to stop as much as I can. And these bitches make your bitch fuck on my family, there's no difference, I ain't never popped no sand. I sip scissors, if I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on the song, I send it a pin through. I can't put it in my song, I know how the feds go. Swing free out of the house, but I ain't no fan boy. My mama 10 bands, said it can't come. Got the crowd going down, but I ain't no downfall. If I went in there and did it, then maybe you can too. But it came along. When you're rich like this, you don't check the forecast, every day's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, gang, whip up shit, it's pure cocaine. Yeah, French speech, but I got a little sense, but I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you, I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. My thing. When you're rich like this, you don't check the forecast, every day's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, gang, whip up shit, it's pure cocaine. Yeah, French speech, but I got a little sense, but I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you, I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Got $250,000 in a book bag. New era, I'm a dope boy. No cap. I'm living my best life for real. Just looking through the shit. No tap. If we opposite, it won't work. It won't last. Be the opposite. Knocked off. Toe tag. I ain't been home in a month. Got my whole man. They need me in the trap, but I can't go back. I thought all the boy with $100 slab. I got M's in the bank. Give a damn what they think. Everybody I ever shot my shot in. Call it. Everything you ever seen me riding. Bought it. Big dog status. I ain't got a sell drug. Put my craft in the rap. Then I took off. Wagon, no key, this push start. I can hit the gas, make it disappear. When you're rich like this, you don't check the forecast. Every day's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, gang, whip up shit, it's pure cocaine. Yeah, French speech, but I got a little sense. But I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't worried about you. I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. Do my thing. When you're rich like this, you don't check the forecast. Every day's gonna rain. Yeah, made a brick do a brick, gang, whip up shit, it's pure cocaine. Yeah, French speech, but I got a little sense. But I had to go coop no brain. Coop no brain, I ain't
about you, I'ma do what I do, and I do my thing. We're on a smoke. I'm back. I wanted to talk about G Herbo. G Herbo's baby mother, and the comment with her and Lil Wayne's daughter. I don't know if y'all had seen it, but she had, I guess, oh yeah, Lil Herb, I guess he dating, that shit crazy, I hate to be in a people business like that, but yeah, he's supposed to be dating like somebody, like one of T.I.'s daughter or something like that, or T.I. Tiny daughter, and so she called her a bird, and then Lil Wayne's daughter said something, and then I think she said something, and then Lil Wayne's daughter said something basically like on a hint of carrying yourself like a respectable lady, you know. Just, I forgot exactly how she said it, but that's true for like I'm telling you, that girl Lil Herb was with, his baby mother, she got more ass videos than probably, like, I'm talking about viral. She is like a viral, like she shake ass so much that they put her in a video for nothing else. Like, they didn't even want her to speak. They like her face was they just had her ass. They was like, put your ass up and shake it. And they had her head facing the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, man. So, I ain't gonna lie, man. Why would you want that as your... You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, that social media and the views and shit like that. That shit is, like, life-threatening. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like people look at that shit. People look at that shit like a drug, man. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, why would you... I'm telling you, man, like, mark my word, remember what I said, that it's coming for, she'll be hosting parties pretty soon, but she did, she snapped at Lil Wayne's daughter. I don't think, I don't think Shawty want no type of, you know what I'm saying? Because she may get found, you know, in this industry. If she going to be following Lucci around, that bitch might be around somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's why she ain't even say shit back, you know what I'm saying? Because she already know, man, like that the music scene, like I said, where, like, when motherfuckers have shows in a city on the same night, 9 times out of 10, them shows is right there in the same spot or maybe minutes away from each other. It's never like four shows and, you know, all around. It's like each show and event is a big venue. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you make the venue for that city, it's never going to be like, even in Cali, it's never going to be, it'll never be like 6 or 7 venues going on with the major artists. Like, you gonna have the major artists, you gonna put the motherfuckers together. So it's like, oh shit, we got this person and that person. You know what I mean? So in the smaller clubs, they do just the one. Like, oh yeah, we got Thug coming through tonight. You know what I'm saying? They hoping he bring shit. Hopefully Gunna with him. That's how the small clubs working and shit. Like, you know, but the big clubs, you know, they may, or the big events, they, like I said, they may have 2 or 3 on the car, you know what I'm saying? So, that shit ain't safe, you know what I'm saying? She got to watch her mouth. She fuck around, roll up on her backstage at one of them Lucci jumps. Yeah. What's free?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.